Hello, everyone. It's Varsity.
And it's Deborah. And we're so happy to be with you for this special session tonight. It's just a treat for us to have extra time to connect with you and to share something that we feel is of tremendous value. And that is our Accelerated and our Inner Circle programs.
Yeah. And we're excited because we're going to give you some extra knowledge and tools and understanding, things that are going to immediately help you to accelerate your miracles journey. So some of the things that we're going to cover tonight include how you can cultivate the ideal environment to experience your miracles, and also how you can increase your support on the seen and unseen levels of life, and how you can discover your transformational type. And once you do, how you can work with it in order to support your greater success. So most of these things are things that we don't cover in the regular program, and we're just wanting to give you this bonus tonight. And also,
yes,
as Deborah, you mentioned this, we're also going to share with you why we believe and why we've come to know that the Accelerated and Inner Circle programs are so powerful, and how they could benefit you so profoundly to fast-track your miracles this year in 2017.
Yes, and I wanted to say that I think we should start off by giving everybody a little background of why we created the Accelerated and the Inner Circle program. It's actually quite an interesting story, and it started back in 2014, which was our first year that we offered you your miracles, where there is only one program available. There is no Accelerated, there is no Inner Circle, but more and more people kept saying that they would love to have individualized attention and more individualized attention than what was possible in a big group. Specifically, they kept asking if they could have small group mentoring and even a personal coach because they wanted a coach to work with their specific issues. Someone who would help them navigate their challenges and their obstacles, and someone who would hold their hand and support them and give them one-on-one attention and personalized mentoring. So we found someone who we thought was one of the most skilled and effective life coaches around, and that is the wonderful Layla Reyes. And we worked together with Layla that first year so that we would recommend her coaching to our people, and we worked with her so that it was powerfully aligned with what we taught in your Year of Miracles. So that was year number one.
And then as that year went on, we noticed that there were people who were moving towards their miracles at the most lightning speed were those who were being coached. So the next year we trained more miracles coaches, and we ended up adding on a retreat and with us and small group sessions with Layla and with us throughout the year. And then the same phenomenon happened. The people who were in the Accelerated programs were creating best-selling books, and they were introducing their new products into the marketplace, and they were leaving old jobs and finding new ones that really made their hearts sing, and they were getting records made, and they were finding soulmates, and some of them were having the courage to leave relationships that they were in for all of the wrong reasons. And then we had a retreat that we held in the fall of 2015, and the people who went said it was one of the best, if not the best, experience of any seminar or workshop or retreat that they had ever been to. So last year, we added more coaches and small group healer sessions. And again, that phenomenon occurred. We saw members creating miraculous lives beyond what we even thought was possible.
And that brings us to today. And you know, don't get us wrong. Your Year of Miracles program is utterly phenomenal, and people experience miracles like they never have before in their life. But we just want you to know from our hearts that we wouldn't be having this special call, we wouldn't be sharing this with you if we didn't really deeply believe in the power of Accelerated and Inner Circle. And we truly, truly believe that if you were ever going to invest in yourself, even if it's a stretch, now is the time. And before we tell you about more about those programs, and we've even invited some of our past participants to say a few words about their experiences, which should be a lot of fun. You will love what they have to share. But what we want to do is give everybody some powerful ways that you could accelerate your miracles now. Now, as Marcy said, most of what we're going to give you tonight is not part of our regular Year of Miracles curriculum. So you scored by coming on this call. Some points we might mention later in the year, but we want you to have them now so that you can get a jump start from being on this call tonight. And then after we give you these points, we're going to tell you more about the Inner Circle and the Accelerated program. So, Marcy, why don't you start off by sharing the first point? How to cultivate the ideal environment.
I would love to start with that. And what we know, and I know you've all had this experience, that the environment that you're in makes a huge difference on your energy. If you want to live in the miracle zone, and I know you do, or you wouldn't be here, then we all need to have environments around us. That means as much as possible, our workplaces and certainly our homes. That hold the energy of the miraculous, that allow us to feel our most in the flow and in the zone. You know, we all know that what we eat, any food we take in, we digest it. It becomes a part of us. But you may not have ever thought about the fact that everything that you look at, everything you put your eyes on, you also take in and digest. It becomes a part of you in the same way that all the food you eat becomes a part of you. And that's why it's important that the environment, whatever you put your eyes on, whatever you feel energetically in the environment, will support your miracles. Now, there are some simple things that we want to share with you. And then there are some more subtle things. These are things that very few people know about. And so I'm excited to get to share some of the subtle secrets of the environment with you as well. But first, let me start with the very simple things, the things that are perhaps somewhat obvious, but we really want you to ask yourself, do you have this in your environment? So first, is your environment uplifting? Is it inspiring? Is it beautiful to you? So what that means is you don't want to have dead plants around. You don't want to have negative sayings on the walls. You don't want to have old things that you look at that are broken, you know, this old frame that has some glass in it that's broken. Those kinds of things, though they may seem like, oh, I don't even pay attention to them, your subconscious pays attention to them. Just like you think, oh, I don't pay attention to commercials, your subconscious is. And it's the same with everything on our environment. So we want you to make sure that you have beauty around you, that you have uplifting sayings around you, that you have those things that allow you to feel like you're in the miracle zone. And I'll give you an example. For me, I love flowers. Flowers, like, I'm just go gaga. I love lots of color. And so I used to buy a lot of flowers for the house. And I have a lot of rooms. And I noticed that it was getting very, very, very expensive to be buying fresh flowers every week for all of the rooms in my house. And a while ago, I got a gift from actually Suzanne Lawler, who is one of our fabulous Inner Circle coaches. And Suzanne gave me one of my favorite gifts ever, and that is some silk flowers that look so incredibly real. And I exactly my colors. And they sit right now on my dining room table. And I tell you, every time somebody comes over to sit and eat with us, they always go to smell the flowers because they look so real. And they just bring me such joy. So there are simple things that you can do to have around you that will inspire you, that will open your heart, that will bring you joy. I have a sign that I'm looking right now that is a quote that says, let the beauty of what you love be what you do. And that's what I do. I let the beauty of what I love be what I do. And I get to look at that all of the time. So we want you to start looking at your environment and asking yourself, does this support me living in the miracle zone? And then, of course, another aspect that allows you to feel more in the miracle zone is being in a clean and organized space. A clean, organized space creates a clean and organized mind, but a cluttered space creates a cluttered mind. And we're going to talk more about this in March. In fact, we're going to give you an exercise to do in the month of March that you're going to absolutely love. But for now, just be aware, how much clutter do you have around you and how can you clean that up a little, even putting things into piles and putting them perhaps in a box underneath your desk to allow you to feel more spacious. But now we move on to the more subtle. Deborah and I are both huge fans of the ancient arts of feng shui and vastu. And you may or may not have heard of these words. Feng shui is the Chinese art of placement. And in feng shui, the goal is to enhance the flow of qi, which is a flow of life force in your environment, in your home or in your office, in ways that will really support your health, your wealth, your happiness, all of that. And the same is true of vastu. Vastu is the traditional system of architecture from India. It actually predates feng shui, and it focuses on aligning you with your environment, where you get the most support of nature, is what we call it, by having the energies flow right in your house. In fact, some of you may have seen the extravaganza, the miracles extravaganza that we did, and we had some phenomenal guests. And Lisa Garr spoke about this on the extravaganza. She even showed us what she has in her home to create more energy flow. But let me give you a few points that you can do. I hope you have a pen and paper. I hope you're taking notes. So a couple of points from feng shui and vastu. Number one, beware of having pointed objects or sharp corners around your house, things that make you feel like they're hitting up against you. They're called daggers in feng shui. And also sharp plants. I remember when I have a feng shui consultation every year, and a feng shui master came, I had a plant that had very sharp points that was right at my front door. And he said, "Oh, Marcy, you have to move. You can't have sharpness at your front door. People will want to not come in. It's not warm and inviting." So what you want to do is you want to look around and find where you might have sharpness and do your best to minimize it, to create more rounded corners. Specifically, if you have plants that are sharp, don't put them anywhere where you want to welcome people in. And I would avoid a sharp plant in a bedroom as well. Now, a second point, and it has to do with toilets. This is a super simple fix. In feng shui, you want to make sure that the toilet seat in your house are down. You don't want all of the good energy being flushed down your toilet. So you want to keep the toilet seats down and you want to keep your bathroom doors closed. And it helps keep all of the good energy in your house so it's not being flushed down your toilet. That's a really simple fix. A third thing, this comes from Vastu, and that is if you have a television in your bedroom, you know, our bedrooms are very important places. They're places, of course, where we're supposed to get the deepest level of sleep. We're supposed to feel the most relaxed. So if you have a TV in the bedroom, TVs emit the EMF field, the electromagnetic field frequencies. And so in order to minimize, and they tend to disturb our energies, particularly when we're sleeping, even if the TV is off. So to minimize that energy from coming from your TV, put a cloth over the TV screen when you're going to sleep. Ideally, a silk cloth. A silk is a beautiful barrier of energy. It keeps the EMF more protected from you. So those are just some simple things that you can do. We want you to start thinking about your space the space around you. And we want to let you know that we are so excited about the power that feng shui and you can have. I will tell you a very quick story. I was told one specific thing to do in Vastu about moving something in my home. And I moved this mirror and I got a call probably 15 minutes after I moved that mirror from a client, actually PBS television. I had been wanting to have a PBS TV show and they had, from what I thought, they had shelved my idea. They had said, no, we're not going to do this. And out of the blue, 9 months after I had ever heard from them, they called and said, you know, we just had a meeting and we decided that we wanted to give you the funding to do this PBS TV show. It came out of the blue 15 minutes after I had done that simple fix. So because Deb and I are so, and I could have, we both have so many more stories like that to share with you. And because we're so excited about this, we are actually going to have some of the people that we work with personally, Michael and Robin Mastro, who are our absolute Vastu masters. We're going to have them on a special call just specifically for our inner circle and accelerated people, this more intimate people, so that you can have time to ask them some of your specific questions. We're going to have them on as part of this year's program for inner circle and accelerated. Yes, Deb, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And Robin and Michael Mastro are actually considered two of the foremost authorities in the West on Vastu, which is the Indian science of placement, as Mercy said. As a matter of fact, they've done Vastu for Microsoft, for NASA, for the World Bank, for Apple Computers. I mean, they have done Vastu, gone in those offices, and for some of the largest and most well-known companies in the world. So they are going to be special speakers for the Accelerated and Inner Circle. And one other thing that I wanted to say, when you were saying, Mars, about having beautiful objects around you, and I was looking around my office, and we have beautiful plants, and I looked at something on my shelf. When I moved from Chicago to live in California, I really, really downsized from a huge house to a much, much, much smaller house. And I only kept the things that were uplifting. And I thought, it's so interesting what's uplifting to me, because what I have are the things that my children made for me, like little ceramic bowls and little things that they carved in shop. And every time I look at them, I feel uplifted. But I didn't think about it in that way. I thought about, oh, I just brought the things that my kids made for me. But I realized that's what uplifts me. So that was a big aha for me. So thank you for that. Anyway, I'm going to talk to you about a couple more ways that we can increase our support on the seen and the unseen levels. One of the recommendations that we make, it's so precious that we have a miracles group to share our dreams with, because I don't know how many of you listening, but I bet that if I asked you to raise your hand, it would probably be a lot of people. If I said, if you ever shared an idea with somebody, they discouraged you. Like, I'm going to write a book on, you know, how to create a beautiful atmosphere in the home. And they're like, well, why would you be able to do that? You know, what credentials do you have? Or I'm going to start speaking on such and such. Well, you're really, I mean, there's so many people speaking on such and such. We call those people members of the discouragement committee. And what's so exciting about your Year of Miracles is that you have your miracles group, which we're going to get you in really soon. You're going to have your miracles group where they're going to cheer you on. They're going to yay. They're going to clap. They're going to hoot and holler when you share your dreams with them. There are no members of the discouragement committee. But one of the ways that we recommend that you increase your support on the seen level is be careful with whom you share your cherished dreams. Because when you share your dreams with somebody who's a member of the discouragement committee, they could crush it. When it's just a tiny seed, they could crush it before it has time to sprout and to take hold in the earth. So you want to now pause. And before, when you have the idea, you want to start a gluten-free bakery, before you start telling a lot of people about it, think, are you absolutely certain that they're going to cheer for you And you might just want to wait and share it with your miracles group that will give that idea energy. So what we say is that sacred and secret come from the same root. So your ideas of what you're excited about, your miracle intentions are sacred. So you want to keep them secret and only share them with those people who you know are going to be your cheerleaders, okay? So that's one way you can increase your support on the seen level. And by the way, I just want to say something else about the people in your environment. You know, a lot of times what happens is that you are going to be more and more and more excited about your year of miracles. And naturally what happens is when you get excited about something, you want to share that excitement with others, and you want your spouse to be in this with you. You want your kids to, your daughter, your son, oh, you should join your year of miracles. And what I would suggest is that when you do join with a family member, that's absolutely wonderful. And we even give a discount. We give you a discount if a family member joins. And if they join now, you will still get that discount. You just have to write into info@yourmiracles.com. But what I do caution you against is making people wrong for not being in the miracle zone with you. When you start doing these miracle zone practices and people haven't learned them yet, if you bombard them too much or make them feel less than for not doing the miracle zone practices, you're only going to push them further away. So what we recommend is you can share them with other people, absolutely, and you're going to learn so many over the next 12 months. You could offer them to people, and if there's resistance, you absolutely say, yeah, I understand why you would feel that way. Maybe, you know, this isn't right for you right now, instead of, why would you not do this? Or something like that. Because we want to do, and what's going to happen is that they're going to see you shift. They're going to see your life change. They're going to see your life become more miraculous. And without you saying a word, they're going to want more and more of the miracle zone for themselves. We have seen it over and over and over in the lives of the people in your year of miracles. And then the last thing that I want to say is that in the Three Secrets webinar, I assume that most of you heard our wonderful webinar called The Three Secrets to A Life Filled with Miracles. I relay the story about the power of thoughts, about how I had that near-death experience, and then I could see the energy of people's thoughts in the room, the people who wanted me to live, the people who thought I wasn't going to live, and how their thoughts affected me. The other thing that's so powerful about being in your year of miracles is that we're all moving together. We're all expecting miracles. And if you expect miracles when you're surrounded by people who don't expect miracles, it takes a little bit more energy to stay in that zone. And that's why coming to all the meetings, being plugged in, coming to the special call, making commitment to your miracles group, what happens is that it creates this current of energy that becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. And I'm going to give you a little analogy. And when I was a little girl, my friend, my best friend when I was growing up, whose name was also Marcy, she had a pool in her backyard. It was one of those above-ground pools. And it was probably, I don't know, maybe 4 feet deep, maybe 3 feet deep. I'm not really sure because I was a little girl at the time. But what we would do is when we would go over to Marcy's house on hot summer days and we would all be in the pool, her mom would have us do this thing where we would all hold hands in a circle with our backs against the walls of the pool. So we'd be in the water, our backs would be against the wall of the pool, we'd be holding hands, and then she'd say, okay, now everybody let go and start walking to your right. Well, little tiny girls, it's hard to walk through water that's up to your chest. So it was hard. So we're moving through it and moving through it. But as we walked, it became easier and easier and easier because there were so many of us doing it. All of our little girlfriends, we were there and we'd walk and walk. And then what happened was the current became so strong that then Marcy's mom would say, now let go. And we would all let go and we would float. And the current would just take us. and we just float in a circle round and round the pool by the current that we created. Alone, we couldn't have created that current. Two people probably wouldn't have been able to create that current. But our miracles family together, all moving in the direction of miracles, creates that current that absolutely brings us all along. And just like those little girls in the pool were swept along in a current of miracles. So that's how we get support on the unseen level. So that's it. So it's being careful with who you share your cherished goals, because what is sacred should be kept secret. But feel free to share them with your miracles group, because they are there to support you and put their attention on your miracle intentions reaching fruition. Number two, don't make people wrong. Just be the light, be the example, and they are going to come around. But if you make them wrong and if you try to force them to use the principles that we share, then you might just push them further away. Just love them, and that's the most important principle in your year of miracles. And also just harnessing, being a complete participant in your year of miracles, the calls, the miracles group, because by doing that and by practicing the principles and the tools that we're going to be giving you over the next year, together we're going to create this amazing current of miracles.
Yes. I say yes to that. That's great.
And I say yes.
All right. So, by the way, there are a number of you asking questions I just want to address right now. Elizabeth from South Carolina and Mary from Los Angeles and Nadine from Frankfurt. Nadine, I know it's very late there, so thank you for staying up. You all wanted me to spell out what I was talking about earlier, feng shui and vastu. So I'll spell those. Feng shui is F like fabulous, E-N-G, and then a second word, S like sugar, H-U-I, feng shui. And then vastu, which is the Indian version of how we deal with our environments, make them most in the miracle zone, is V like victory, A, S like sugar, T like terrific, U, vastu. And the answers. And also Catherine from Vancouver, thank you very much for helping me clarify. She says, I have heard that the key is to keep the toilet lid down, not just the toilet seat. Absolutely. That's what I meant, to be able to keep in all of the good energy. You lower the toilet lid. Keep the toilet lid down. All right. So, Deb, let's talk about another way that everyone can accelerate their miracles. And that is, know your transformational type. You're much better able to look at how do you best work at transforming life? How do you best work with programs like this? So what we found is that there are four types of people when it comes to transformation. And I want you to see which one of these you most relate with. You might relate to a few of them, but see which one you most relate to. The first one is the sputterer. The sputterer. And these are people who have up and down energy. They get really, really excited, and then they just kind of sputter out. You know, everyone's like, where's Ellen? I haven't seen her, and she was just so gung-ho, but then she kind of drifted away. And these people have a really hard time coming back into focus, because before you even turn around, they're off, and they're excited about the next new thing. And then they get all involved in that, and then they sputter off from that, too. And Deb?
I know what you're thinking. Those are the people who really need a personal coach. Because I know Marcy is saying, Deb, you want to comment on that? Because I used to be a sputterer, but I'm going to talk about that later. And it was my personal coach that got me to stop sputtering. So if you want to move ahead, see, sputterers, what they do is they stay on the same level because they start and they stop and they start and they stop and they like bright, shiny objects. They go to the next thing. And they are the absolute perfect candidates for personal coaching. So I know why you thought of that minute. But in the meantime, I'm going to talk about the next type of person, and those are the ultra sensitive. In these types, they see their goal clearly. They have their dreams. They know what they want. But they also have self-doubt, and they have fear, and they have deep-rooted patterns that hold them back, so they never realize their vision. Are you that type? Because if you are, you could also benefit greatly from a coach who can not only advocate for your dreams, but support you in working through and clearing out the old patterns that are preventing you from living your most miraculous life. See, a lot of people, they would give anything to know what their dream is. And a lot of people come to your Year of Miracles because we help you clarify your dream. But those of you who know what you want but are plagued by self-doubt, you're the people, one of the groups of people who absolutely could benefit from personal coaching. You agree, Mars?
Totally. Absolutely. And I this is one of my territories. The self-doubt has been one of the things that's plagued me a lot throughout my life. And it really has been through personal coaching that I've gotten a lot of help to repattern that old pattern of not believing in myself. To be honest, even after I had sold millions and millions and millions of books, I had a lot of self-doubt. And it was only when I really got some very, consistent kind of coaching that I was able to break through that old pattern. So I think that's, I'm in the ultra sensitive category. So the third type that we have are what are called commitment phobic. These are the people who have one foot in the door, but they always like to hedge their bets and they never fully put both feet in the door. Now, these people are different from the stutterers because the stutterers start and stop, and they never complete anything because they just chase the next shiny object. They've had so much disappointment, and when they look at failure in their lives, they're afraid to go all in. They're afraid to be disappointed. They're afraid to really go for their miracles. Now I'm talking about the commitment phobics. They're afraid to really go for miracles because they're afraid they'll fail. So they just don't even try. But if you're a commitment phobic, you will never have the thrill of victory because you can't have that with you when you've got one foot outside the door. You know, when that doubt or fear, be disappointed again shows up, that's exactly when you need people around you to help you through, to hold your hand as so that you can put both feet in. Maybe it could be the first time ever that you've put both feet in. And someone there to work you through, find that source of your fear, uncover that source of that fear, uncover that old delusional belief that you're going to be disappointed, so I'm never going to really get fully in. So that's, beware if you're commitment phobic, you want to make sure that you've got someone around you, could be a coach. That's what we suggest to really help you go both feet in so that you can finally really experience that victory that you're wanting.
Yes. And the fourth type are the speed demons. Okay. So what's a speed demon? I'm actually a combination of a sputterer and a speed demon. The speed demon, those are the people that if their intentions aren't realized tomorrow, they're out of here. And some of you are probably laughing. They don't have patience. They are not the ones who wait for perfect timing or God's timing or divine timing. They're the people who like to control. They don't trust. It's their timing, and if it doesn't come now, then it doesn't work. These are people who are susceptible to quick fixes, and they pay large amounts for programs that promise them the moon in a weekend. And unfortunately, life doesn't work that way. You know, lasting change takes a commitment, and it's a commitment over time. So if you're one of those people who thinks, hey, I didn't get my miracle intentions, it's already been 1 week, this program doesn't work, then you are one of those speed demons. And I would say, well, I mean, a coach would be great for these types of people too, because so often people are so impatient that they give up just before the finish line, and a coach can help you see that it's not just about the destination, it's also about enjoying the journey. And sometimes we need someone that will help us slow down. And I have to say, I promise we tell you what type we are. The truth is that I actually used to be a combination of a sputterer and a speed demon. I was very impatient. My mother used to accuse me of that. I would beg her to let me take art classes. I remember I took a weaving class. We were weaving a rug, and I got about a third of the way through, and I was done. And then I wanted to learn how to play the drums, so I begged them to get me a drum set, which they did, and I jammed on those drums for about 3 months, and then I was done with that. So I was a sputterer. I saw the next thing that my friends were doing or on TV or whatever. And also, if I didn't get the results, if I wasn't, you know, the number one, what do you call it, the first drummer in the band, then I wasn't going to be the drummer in the band because I wanted to be the first drummer tomorrow. And I have to say that through using the principles that Marcy and I share with you during your Year of Miracles, I am neither of these anymore. I stick with one thing. I like things to be efficient, but I know that change takes commitment. And I know that the greatest things don't come overnight, that they come in divine timing and not my timing when I'm trying to control something, when I surrender. But all of these things are not intellectual concepts anymore. They're part of my life. And that's the beauty of your Year of Miracles, that as you continue to practice surrendering, letting go, divine timing, you find that you don't even have to think anymore. You just know that it's going to happen in divine timing if your results or what you want doesn't come tomorrow. And again, I really do have to say, again, it's another great reason to have a personal coach, because sometimes when we get impatient or when we see the next shiny object, we need to have somebody to kind of talk us down and remind us that everything will happen in divine timing. Mark, what type are you? Spill the beans. Well,
I'm yeah, so I am definitely the ultra sensitive, that self-doubter type. But I also have the speed demon part two going for me, because, you know, you were telling the story about drumming. I was just recounting this with some friends the other night. I started taking piano lessons when I was 6 years old. Now, if I took a full on 6 weeks of piano lessons, one lesson a week, I took six piano lessons, and my teacher wouldn't let me go on to two hands. And I was, you know, to playing with two hands, and I was so impatient, and I quit. And I was lamenting with my friends the other night that I have a piano here and I so would love to play the piano. And if I hadn't quit, if I actually had the right, I believe the right kind of teacher that had kept with me and helped me through that impatience, then I'd be playing beautiful piano right now, 52 years later. And so there's really, you have to look at what's the cost to you of not following through, of letting these old patterns, the speed demon or the commitment phobic or the ultra sensitive or the sputter, how would that affect you if you don't really go for it? And if you feel that you need some handholding, then you go for that too. You know, Deb and I have always said that the personal mentors in our lives have been really important for going for our dreams. And there's actually research that shows that the most successful people in the world almost always cite a personal mentor as one of the main reasons for their success. Someone who has traveled the road and knows exactly how to get them to the destination. And I absolutely wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't had my own mentors, my own coaches. You know, Deborah certainly has been one of my great mentors. Jack Canfield has been one of my great mentors. But also coaches, people that I work with week after week, sometimes once a month, sometimes twice a month. It's not so much the frequency as it is the consistency. of having somebody be there walking you through, coaching you, if that's the kind of person you are, helping you with personal coaching. And Deb, you've been with me for all of that you've done for me.
Well, thank you. And it's interesting because those many years ago, what was it, 35 years ago when you came to work for me, those of you who don't know the story, Marcy was actually my secretary, my assistant, and a fine assistant she was. And you have paid it forward 1,000 times over to me and hundreds of thousands of times over to all of the people around the world that you've mentored. So it's really, I love paying it forward. And Mars, I'm thinking that what we might want to do now is to go over briefly the features of the Accelerated and Inner Circle program. You think it's a good idea to do that now? Because we do want to open the lines and we do want to, but I should go over the features now, you think?
Yeah, I think very briefly. And then we're going to open up the lines, take your questions about anything we've talked about tonight, anything about the program. We also have a couple people who are, I know, already excited to speak. So go for it, Deb.
Yes. Okay. So in addition to receiving everything in the Your Miracles program, when you join our Accelerated family, you're also going to receive 10 powerful individual coaching sessions with a certified miracles coach. All of these miracles coaches have been trained by Marcy and me, and we only pick the best coaches. You know, many, many people would like to coach for your Year of Miracles. We find people who are very heart-centered, who care immensely about you, and it's funny, on our Wednesday night calls, you're going to see this. I don't think there's a Wednesday that goes by. Well, it's actually a little bit later in the year that somebody doesn't get on when we open the lines and start out by saying, and I love my Accelerated coach. They've been so instrumental for my miracles and my happiness and my success and my breakthroughs. So anyway, so that is one of the things that we do. Everybody gets a personal coach.
Deb, can I share a quote about one of our coaches, Judith? This is a quote from Karen, who worked with our coach, Judith. She said, Judith has been a light in my life. She patiently held my hand as I made the biggest breakthroughs of my life. She lovingly wouldn't let me back down and default to my old habits. She said, I am a different person today because of Judith. Since I started your miracles at the beginning of 2015, my life has changed so dramatically for the better that there are no words to describe my gratitude to Marcy and Deborah and to Judith, my miracles coach.
Wow, that is so beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you for sharing that. And I know if we had more time, we could read equally as powerful messages about Valentina. I remember, the client who had lost her sister and said couldn't have made it through without Valentina, and also about Gina, who all of her returning members of Accelerated all say, I want Gina again this year. So they wouldn't even consider making a different choice. So anyway.
Yeah, Gina and Valentina are amazing.
Yes. And then, of course, our Inner Circle coaches, Suzanne and Layla. And speaking of Suzanne and Layla, another feature of the Accelerated program is you also receive 6 one-hour master group coaching sessions. So these are small group sessions with the lead miracle coach, Layla Reyes, so that every Accelerated member gets a chance to be personally coached by Layla. So you have 6 one-hour small group coaching sessions with Layla. Part of the program is also that Layla is going to meet with each miracles group individually in Accelerated. So all of your 5 to 7 person miracles groups, she's going to meet with each group separately and individually coach each member. So that's another part of Accelerated. And you're also going to be invited to 2 live 90-minute video sessions with internationally renowned healers. We have the audio sessions on Wednesday night, the third Wednesday night of each month, but we chose the best of the best healers and intuitives and angel readers. And since this is a smaller group, there's more of a chance to get individual attention. So again, if you're someone who enjoys the power of small groups and the intimacy of sharing, this is likely to be one of your that's your favorite elements about the accelerated group is the intimacy. And by the way, if you're a little bit more shy about sharing, it's a great opportunity to experience the power of being open and vulnerable, because being open and vulnerable is one of the ways to let the miracles flow in your life. And this community with your small group is so supportive and loving, and all of your accelerated sisters will be cheering you on. So those are the elements of the accelerated program.
Great. And Deb, there's one more component you didn't mention. It's an amazing bonus. I'm so excited. Many of you know that how I created the story of how I ended up being in this whole world of transformational leadership. It was after I attended Deborah's Yes to Success seminar, and as did many people that became very successful, like Deepak Chopra. And because we so know the power of Deborah's work, we've decided to add for our accelerated members and inner circle members only a live 10-week Yes to Success training with Deborah. And it begins the first week of April. And this is the same seminar that she's given throughout the world for 9 hours for this course. And the entire seminar and all the written materials are part of the accelerated and inner circle program.
Do you want to share some of the what they get in the Inner Circle program?
Absolutely. The Inner Circle is the really, you know, like the it's the way that you get most access to Deborah and to me, more one-on-one access. You get 20 private one-on-one sessions, coaching sessions with Layla Reyes or Suzanne Lawler, or if you really want to jump your business ahead, we have a certified miracles business coach that you can also spend time with and do sessions with. You also will get video super sessions with Deborah and me, 5 of those. You'll get the only way this year that you'll get any private mentoring with Deborah and me, you'll get a private mentoring session one-on-one with Deborah and one with me. And you'll also have our 3-day live retreat that's just for Inner Circle members. And also become certified as a love and happiness ambassador. This is an ambassador who can go teach any of my programs anywhere for love and happiness. And that alone is $1,800. So that's part of what people in the Inner Circle get. And in just a moment, we're going to start opening up the lines to your questions and coaching. But Deb, I think you have a couple more thoughts.
Well, actually, I just wanted to just say, you could just ask yourself, two things I want to say. One is, we don't want anybody to feel that your Year of Miracles program isn't complete, because as we said many, many times, people in the Year of Miracles program have had incredible results, have incredible changes to their life, magnificent openings. It's our heart and soul. And we also know that there are people who thrive with one-on-one individual attention. We know that there are people, and I mentioned this before, people who love group exercise classes. They love Zumba. They love Nia. They love step aerobics. And there are other people who need a personal trainer, because if they don't have a personal trainer, they are not going to follow through to the end. So you know who you are. And so I just suggest that you ask yourself, is this for you? If this program it's about mastery, and if it's for you, then it's time for you to put your excuses aside and do what you were put on earth to do. But you know in your heart if this is for you. And if you are just rejoicing in being in your Year of Miracles, we say yay. That's absolutely fantastic. And if in your heart of hearts you're like, I know I sputter. I know that I do not cross the finish line. I know that I need coaching. I know I need a small group. Then take the plunge, because this is the time. It's now.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you know that you want that kind of personal accountability and that kind of more personalized support, then go to youryearofmiracles.com/accelerated or youryearofmiracles.com/innercircle. And then we invite you there to have a conversation with one of our Year of Miracles team members to see whether this type of fast track program is for you. And as we say, it's not for everybody. If you want to have a conversation and see if this is the type of program for you, or which of those two might be the type of program for you, then go to your Year of Miracles accelerated or /innercircle. So Deb, I know we're getting lots of questions on the web. Why don't we go ahead and take some of those questions and take some of the questions that people have with their hands raised. I know Christina is there. She, I know, is excited because she wanted to say something.
Yes. Okay. I am going to unmute the wonderful Christina. I'm here. Go ahead, honey. Tell us what you want to share.
Well, I wanted to share that I have done both levels of the program. I did, well, all three. I did basic first, and then I did platinum, which turned into accelerated the next year, and then this past year I did inner circle. And each year was a stretch financially, and that was the only thing that was the ego-based fear. The rest was my heart saying, yes, please do it. And each year I learned to take the leap of faith. I even pulled goddess cards and got exactly that card, I think both times. Leap of faith, and particularly for the inner circle, it was a battle between the heart and the head, especially since my husband wasn't on board at the beginning, and he turned out to be really supportive after I explained to him that I just had to follow my intuition, and I knew that it didn't make any sense financially, but I was just being called to be in the inner circle. And I was really intrigued by the retreat. I love retreats, and I really wanted the extra time with both you, Marcy, and Deborah. And so I didn't actually convince him. I let my intuition speak, and he changed his mind and said, yes, you can do it. And throughout the year, serendipitously, money continued to show up, and I really learned the lesson that when like people say, I trust in abundance. I trust that I'm supported. But unless you can really put your money where your mouth is, like I had the opportunity to do, I didn't understand how supported I was until I got to experience that I truly am supported. And the miracles that showed up every year that I've been in the program and every year that I've put myself into a position to develop my trust, they have compounded and amplified. And yeah, this year, exactly the amount of money showed up serendipitously that paid for the program over the course of the year. And then the miracles that happened as a result of being in the inner circle with all of that delicious, wonderful, supportive energy are things that I didn't even have as my intentions, because I couldn't have planned for that. Like my relationship with my sister completely shifted. I published a best-selling book, which wasn't even on my radar. I started a web TV show that I didn't even know that I wanted to do, and I'm loving it. And my relationship with my husband is better than ever. I'm a much better mom than when I first started Your Year of Miracles. So many miracles continue to happen, and so I couldn't live without it now.
Wow.
Fantastic. What a great share. Christina, what would you say to somebody who feels like they can't make that stretch?
Well, the mind gets in the way. So my question is, if it wasn't a question of money, would I make this choice? And if the answer is of course, then I know that that's a growth edge, and I am willing to take the leap and see what happens. because it's delightful when you go off the edge of that cliff. I love that story or saying that when you weep, well, I don't exactly know it, but when you weep, the staircase will appear or something like that.
And it's the net.
Yeah, the net will appear to catch you and show you that you're so supportive. And I've really been able to deepen my connection with my intuition and my, I call it my spirit family that's always supporting me. So if it's a definite yes, apart from the money, then what a great place to grow and play and see how it unfolds.
Yeah, fantastic. And really, it, faith, you spoke about faith. Faith requires action, and that's what you put your faith into action, and you got the results from it. So we love you, Christina. Thank you for sharing
Oh, my pleasure.
All right.
Wonderful. So, Mars, I think this might be somebody else wanting to share their experience, and that person is in Lowell, Massachusetts. Are you there, Lowell, Massachusetts, 978?
Hi, it's Miko.
Miko, I wasn't sure because you're in Michigan, but you must be in Massachusetts. Tell us your telephone.
I have a
Massachusetts
cell phone. Yes. You know, I just wanted to briefly share my experience in the inner circle, if that's okay with you guys.
Yes, please, go ahead.
And I will try to say this without crying because you guys in this program have been just like an absolute lifesaver for me. I when I came to you guys, I was already working as a physician in the process of putting together a really good job. So on the outside and in some ways professionally and externally, I was doing really well. But in the inside and my personal life, like things were just a total mess. I was in a very, very bad romantic relationship. I was being sued by my ex off and on, getting dragged in and out of court for like 9 years. At some point, I was held responsible for all this money that it was determined that I owed, and I was told that I might even have to go to jail for money that I just didn't have to pay. I was like over $500,000 in debt, felt completely trapped even just like renting this home with this person that it wasn't a healthy relationship for me. And I just felt really, really unhappy and trapped and isolated and just alone. But with you guys and the mentoring and the community, I mean, I did like everything that you and the coaches recommended, like wrote it down, like a diligent, like going back to medical school. And everything you guys and the coaches said to do, I did. The support that I felt I got from you both and the community was like nothing I've ever felt before in my life. And that energy alone was such a miracle. By the end of the year, I was really working and living in my dream job, being invited to speak all over the country and talk about some of the workshops and things that you guys helped me with. And then on the on the personal stuff that was so hard, it was really working with you guys and the coaches that I finally felt like stuff with the courts and dealing with the legal system that had been so devastating finally started to come to a close. And the courts came with some decisions that were better than I ever could have imagined. I was able to leave a relationship that didn't serve my highest good. And then one of the biggest miracles on top of that was I was able to buy my own home, which I'm still not quite sure how that happened, but I have my own home that's my sanctuary and creating a space. And you guys in this whole community, I finally don't feel alone in this world. Like I feel like I found my spiritual community and family. And just even when I meet new people in the circle, it just feels like we are a tribe, and there's just such an incredible connection. And the mentorship that you both give is just, it's really changed my life. And I just can't thank either one of you or the coaches enough.
Mm. That's beautiful. Oh, Miko, we love you so much. I mean, imagine, Miko, what your life would have been like had this not happened. What would it be like?
I probably would still be in court. I think at one point I had hundreds and thousands of people praying for me because you guys, I might have gone to jail, you know, for something that didn't make any sense. I mean, I can't even explain the protective energy and forces that I know, and I'm saying this as a scientist, as a physician, like I felt something, and I had my attorney turn to me at one point and say, I don't know if you're going to jail. It doesn't make any sense why this judge is doing this. And what you guys brought to me with the coaching and the sense of hope, when I was literally sitting in a courtroom writing a letter to my daughter saying, "I, in case I went to jail," and you guys, through the coaching and everything, I mean, just turned everything around into ways that I could never have imagined. Mm-hmm. I don't know what would have happened. Ironically, this morning I fell and hit my head in the ice because I now live in Michigan, and actually was told this morning I had a concussion. And instead of being like, oh, my God, I just started my week and I have a concussion, I thought, well, thank you, God, for knocking out of my head whatever needed to be knocked out. I went home. I slept for 7-8 hours, and I really feel refreshed. Like I was told in the ER I had a concussion this morning, and I feel better than I felt in months. So I don't know that I'd be saying that as a medical doctor, that I loved that I had a concussion this morning, but I'm literally speaking to you guys after being told 7-8 hours ago that I had a concussion. And I don't know where my life would have been without you guys in this program. I don't honestly know if I would be on this planet, or if I was, I think I'd be just barely getting by because things were pretty – you guys, this program came in really at some of my darkest hours.
Nico, so I just want to explain to everybody
we do go
to the emergency room, but we also said thank you, God. I'm laughing so hard because people are like, what? She got a concussion. She said thank you, God. Because what you learn in your year of miracles is that everything is for our good, that the universe has our back. And even those things that seem to be bad, years later, months later, weeks later, you see, that was why it happened. If you look back on your life now, those moments that seem like, how could this be happening to me? You look back on them now, like maybe your partner left you or something like that. You see the great blessing it was. So what we say is, so when something happens at the moment, just give thanks to the universe or thanks to the God of your understanding at the moment, because then it accelerates the time in which you see the good. Instead of having to wait years to see the good, you see the good much more immediately if you have gratitude at the moment something happens. So we always, in your year of miracles, I had an experience where I broke my foot, sprained my ankle, and a fracture my kneecap on the other leg. And while I was lying there, I said, thank you, God. And we all had a good laugh about that. But anyway, so that's one of your miracles principles. So anyway, Nico, thank you so much, dear. And we love you, and we're so happy that you're with us again. Year after year, people come back. It's a big family. And thank you for sharing with our new family members.
Yes, thank you so much. Love you guys.
Okay. All right. She's a doll. So should we have some other hands raised, Mark?
Yes.
We see the questions? Okay, very good. So the next person with their hand raised is from Los Angeles. I don't know where, but it's a 323-930 is the number, 323-930. Are you there, Los Angeles? Are your phone with
yes.
Los Angeles?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Loud and clear. Hi.
Hi, it's Mary. Mary Shore.
Hi, Mary. Thank
Hi.
You for calling in.
Thank you for inviting me. I have to say that I have been just 1 week taking the A Course of Miracles, the other one, the regular one.
Your year of miracles.
And then my computer went out. In fact, one of my friends hotwired the computer so that I could listen to the webinar. And I could listen to the first one on Wednesday. And then it went out for a week. And during that time, I worked on my what I wanted in my life, my three things. And I kept refining them and refining them because I noticed that I would sneak little negative things in there and forget to say it as it actually happens. And I found that my three things are different than what I thought, and they're very closely related, so that one complements the other. And I got that from just that first session. Wow. A year ago, or maybe less than a year ago, I committed to Yelp, and I designed my website, and they did a video, and I am on the web, and I am getting people. I am a yoga therapist, and I work with people primarily that are 50 and up, 50 to 80. And because I committed the $4,000 and I'm under a year contract, it would be maybe foolish for me to sign up, as much as I know I'm the right person for the program. And I would love it, because when I teach no more than 10 people at a time. So there's a closeness that develops. But I don't think that it would be the right thing for me to do at this time, but I'm going back and forth about it. I will.
Mary?
Yes?
Let me make a suggestion to you.
Okay.
We have this wonderful coaching team that would be happy to have a conversation with you individually.
Okay.
And I highly recommend you have nothing to lose. What they will do is they will really help you get clear about what is best for you.
Okay.
That's their role, is just to help you get clarity. So what I would do is just sign up for one of those appointments. There's
okay.
no charge for them at all. You just go
right.
to yearofmiracles.com/accelerated or inner circle, either one. And we'll send you the link for it as well. And just have a conversation. They're fabulously helpful to our wonderful Miracles team.
Well, I have to share with you that I was coached by one of your coaches when I had felt that I had committed to this for Yelp, but they weren't working for me. And she said, why not? You're entitled to have them work for me. And she coached me. And I got off the phone, called Yelp, and got them to work with me on how to take advantage of my website and make it more better and better. And that just 10 minutes of coaching was phenomenal. And it just put me right into action. So I have a sense of what it would be like.
Mm-hmm.
So I will make that call.
Great. Wonderful, Mary. Yay.
Fabulous.
Yay, yay. Thank you, Mary.
And thank you. Thank you for what I've gotten already.
Oh, thank
I know.
You.
And we're what? Less than a week.
Less than a week in.
Yes,
we have.
Right.
Thank you. And I want to share a couple of other people who've written in things like what, you know, about what's happened just in this last week. We have Elizabeth from South Carolina who said, I've had a couple of small miracles this week, totally unexpected and definite improvements for me. And we've got Margot saying that she's greatly appreciating the program. We've got Mary saying the miracles are already happening left and right. Fantastic. All right, I know that we just want to summarize the points that we mentioned tonight to accelerate miracles. Deb, should we take another call and then do that?
Yeah, we can take one more, and then we want to reiterate those and add a couple more. But we will take the next hand, which is from Denver, 303-582. Are you there, Denver?
Yeah, I am.
And your name? Hi, Mary.
Another Mary. Two Marys in
another
a row.
Another Mary.
Yes, it is.
How can we help you?
All I wanted to do was tell you girls that it was hilarious, because my miracle was I had wanted a cat for so long. And I thought, oh, my God, I knew exactly what I wanted, blah, blah, blah. And I let the whole thing go. This
friggin' little cat came walking into my yard one day and looked at me and walked right into my house. And the point
oh
is,
my
goodness. That was just a tiny little miracle. And actually, the universe was saying, and the reason we didn't deliver this to you, because you're violently allergic to this cat. And I went, okay,
but that's okay because it's a fruit. So I started fostering, and a friend came over and said, oh, my God, I have to have this cat. This is the cat I've been dreaming of.
And so the miracles have gone on from here, and now I am fostering for a friend who is a rescuer. And then I also ended up getting a free lunch. And it was just like with people that I had not connected with for a long time. They just said, hey, come have lunch with us. And so funny little things like that. And when the two women called in that just called in, I was like, okay, I grabbed my deck and I pulled prosperity. I was like, okay,
wow.
I have to do this. So I just
That's fantastic.
Because fun, really fun stuff has been happening, and I'm just so tickled. Thank you.
Because it's in a very dark time.
I appreciate you, girl.
And now it's going to be a very light time in your life.
Yes, I think so.
Because you sound like a wonderful, wonderful person with great energy, and people are going to be lucky to be in your miracle group in the Denver area.
Well, actually, it's not exactly the Denver area because I go between two states, but it's fine because I kind of work and live partially in one state, and then I go and work so it's a Colorado-Nebraska connection, which most people are going, oh, God, I know.
But it's okay because I'm working out here and I work in Denver. It's just cool. So
wonderful.
Thank you
so
much.
Well, we're going to go and welcome. We're so happy that you're with us and you're your miracle.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I can't say that enough. Lots of love. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, she's adorable. So, you know, it's so interesting how people are already sharing these, even though they're just little miracles, a cat walking in and then a person walking in and saying that they want the cat. But what's so amazing is that, you know, there's an expression, all I have seen makes me believe, and all I have not seen, just got chilled. And so these little miracles, and if you go on the Facebook community site, I love going on there every day because people are just sharing these crazy things, these miracles that have been happening just in the last week. If you're not on the Facebook site yet, you've got to join because it's just so much fun to read people's miracles, and the community is already getting very close with people supporting one another. But I would just say to all of you, just, you know, ask yourself, are you ready for this? You heard what happened for Miko. You heard what happened for Christina. You heard what happened for these women who stretch themselves. And just what are you ready to shed? What's the pattern that you need to end? And how serious are you about ending it? Because the greater the desire, the greater the commitment you have to make to yourself. And when you make that commitment to yourself, you're making that commitment to the universe. You're saying to the universe, I am serious about having a year of miracles. I am serious about living the rest of my life in the miracle zone. So really, you just have to look into your heart and ask, do you want to join Accelerator or Inner Circle? And we are here with open arms. And Marcy, you had said, I would love to just reiterate the points that we made so we can give people some things to start doing right away as soon as they hang up the phone. So do you want to go with point number one?
Absolutely. So point number one was about creating an environment to support your experience of miracles, creating a miracle zone environment because the environment has such a huge impact, making sure that you have things around you that are inspiring, uplifting, beautiful, using the principles of feng shui and vastu, some simple things you could do to change the energy in your space so that you walk into a home, an office that has the energy of the miracle zone with it.
Love that. Okay, and then the second point that we share, increasing the support seen and unseen, we again be careful with whom you share your cherished goals, your cherished intentions, what is sacred should be kept secret. You don't want to share your precious goals and dreams with the discouragement committee because they can crush them before they even have a chance to sprout and take root. And so feel free to share them with the miracles, your miracles group, because that's what they're there for, to be your cheerleaders. And also to really commit to being a part of your year of miracles so that you can move in this wave, like around the swimming pool. And as the year goes on, it's become going to become easier and easier and easier and easier. By the end of the year, you're going to just be floating in the miracle zone.
Yeah. And then the third point that we talked about was that there are these different transformational types, and seeing what type you are, a sputterer who tends to kind of get really excited and then sputter out, or an ultra-sensitive who gets stalled by their self-doubts and fears, or the commitment phobics who never really put both feet fully in, or the speed demons who get impatient and say, okay, enough of this. I didn't have what I wanted to have happen, and they're just looking for the quick fixes. So identify which of those you are so you know your weak spot, so you know where is it that you might need more help, more support, more coaching perhaps in any of those areas.
So before we
close, do you want to just reiterate that we're thrilled to be all with you during this program, and for those of you who feel that there is that you would really get a huge blast of acceleration by having some personal coaching or by having some more private time with Deborah and with me, then just go to yearofmiracles.com/accelerated or yearofmiracles.com/innercircle and schedule a conversation with one of our team members to see if that would be best for you, if that type of fast-tracking program is for you.
Yes. The only thing that I wanted to say is that the accelerated and the inner circle programs, I mean, again, we don't ever want to make people think that your year of miracles is inadequate, because it's not. But we also, in our heart of hearts, we feel like we needed to share this with you, just because in our life, personal coaching and small groups has meant so much. And because it's available, we just want you to know that it is available for you. But thousands have been a part of your miracles over the last 3 years. They've had miracles unfold beyond their wildest dreams. But right now, you know what your heart is telling you. And if your heart is telling you that this is the year to go all in, this is the year that you want that personal coaching to get you over the finish line, that you're ready to say, I'm ready, then join us. And either way, we are here for you. We love you. You are our family. This is just the beginning. And we have much, much more to share with you. And Mars, you take it away with your quotes.
Well, the first one is from Ellen DeGeneres. And I think it's very relevant to what we're talking about. She says, sometimes you can't see yourself clearly until you see yourself through the eyes of others. And really, it's sometimes the others that are able to see our greatest potential and to guide us and cheer us on and to hold our hand and to really say, hey, you are totally a miracle. And that is what we're here to say to you. You are a miracle. We know it. And then the last one is from Walt Disney. And Walt Disney says, all of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. So we stand with you, seeing you in your magnificence, and encouraging you to have the courage to pursue these miraculous dreams of yours. We send you lots of love.
Good night.
Good night.